In New York today, there were multiple rallies showing support for the three members of the Russian punk band Pussy Riot. At lunchtime, their supporters rallied in Times Square like 21-year-old Russian Xenia Grubstein.
People are singing protest songs and freedom songs. People are speaking out for freedom for Pussy Riot. We have someone who came with a sign, jail Pussy Riot. He said that two years in jail is too, it's not enough, it should be harsher. We have police here, you know, trying to maintain order, but I mean, it's all good. There is no conflict or anything. So it's basically a bunch of creative people dressed in colorful dresses, and we are switching between singing and speaking out and just chanting certain phrases.
Grubstein is a journalist and activist who has come together with FreePussyRiot.org to protest the two-year sentence against the three women of punk band Pussy Riot, 22-year-old Nadizia Tolokoneva, 24-year-old Maria Alekina, and 30-year-old Yekaterina Samoitsevich, sentenced today were found guilty of hooliganism because they were filming their music video in Moscow's main cathedral. The song Punk Prayer was about pleading with the Virgin Mary to save Russia from their president Vladimir Putin, who was recently elected to a third term. The case has caused worldwide attention for human rights and the freedom of speech and self-expression. Amnesty International USA spokesperson Alex Edwards says that the sentence is unfair and the fight for Pussy Riot will continue.
So Amnesty International strongly condemns today's verdict and two-year sentence for the three members of Pussy Riot. Today's verdict is an absolute travesty of justice. The decision to find these three women guilty amid global outrage really has shown that the Russian authorities know no end in their fight to suppress dissent and stifle civil society. Amnesty International is going to continue working on behalf of these three women. We are not giving up on their call. These three women are really emblematic of the crackdown on freedom of speech and freedom of expression in Russia. And just because they were sentenced to 2 years in prison does not mean they will be silenced.
Judge Shirova has said that these women committed these acts out of hatred for religion. When asked if this was really why these women did this, Edwards stated that the members of Pussy Riot are first and foremost civilian activists.
In their closing statements, they said that they use music and the arts as a medium for political activity. What these three women did is really utilized an inherent human right. Everyone, as enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, has the right to freedom of expression. Their punk protest in a Moscow cathedral was just that. It's not over. Amnesty International is continuing to call on the Russian authorities to immediately release these women and to overturn the verdict. We've already gathered more than 120,000 petitions in the U.S. alone, and this number is going to continue to grow. The global outrage over this case is because each and every one of us can see ourselves in Pussy Riot. These three women are mothers, they're musicians, they're activists, just expressing the same rights that all of us are entitled to. Amnesty International will continue to stand by these women, the global community will continue to stand by these women, and the fight is not over.
The Pussy Riot case has also caught the attention of several well-known music artists, including Madonna, Yoko Ono, Sting, and Bjork. We heard that there were six arrests at the rally today. We have emailed the NYPD, but have not gotten a confirmation back in time for broadcast. For WBAI Evening News, I'm Iman McDonough.